Welcome to the Next Level Social Podcast. I'm your host, Ayla Sorachuk, and my purpose is to help female entrepreneurs create businesses and brands through social media and online marketing so they can start to attract their ideal client and start generating the leads, the sales, and the income that they deserve. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and start showing up online like the unstoppable entrepreneur that you are, then this is the perfect place for you. Let's get social. Hello, my love, and welcome back to a new episode of the Next Level Social Podcast. I am your host, Ayla, and as always, I'm so excited to have you here today for a new episode of the show where we are going to be diving into how I sold 4 spots to my year-long brand new mastermind called Captivate before even launching. Yes, you heard it here. And I am now in the middle of actually fully launching this new 12-month close proximity mastermind, like I said, called Captivate, which, by the way, 8 spots are now sold. We are down to 2 spots remaining as we are. This should be published. This will be published on March 27th, Wednesday. The doors close March 29th. So as you are listening to this episode, if you've been watching me in real time, now would be the chance to send me a DM right now and get more information on this mastermind. I'll talk a little bit about it today, but it's been such an amazing experience. But the coolest part about this mastermind and this launch, well, there's so much that is epic about it, but one of the cool aspects, most coolest aspects about it is that I actually sold the first 4 spots before I even launched. I had 4 people already bought in without having to do a live launch, without having even a sales page or a link for anyone to buy. I had a name. I don't even know if I had the name for the first few people that I told this to, but I had an idea. I had a thought. I had a calling. I had something that I was being pulled to create, and I had some women that I thought it would be absolutely perfect for. And I put it out there and I created it. So I was able to sell out 4 spots with just an idea. And I think this is such an important conversation to have for many different reasons, as you are about to hear in this episode, is I think in the online, or no, I know in the online space, we can get so caught up in the fact and this ideology that we need to have all of the things in order to make money from our content, in order to make money from our offers. But it couldn't be further from the truth. And I want to talk to you about this today so you can really understand that you don't need a fancy, robust landing page. You don't need all of the bells and whistles. You do need a strong brand. You do need authority. You do need an audience, a community, not a large one, but you do need people there that know, like, and trust you. But you don't need all the extra bells and whistles necessarily that everyone thinks you do, especially not in the beginning of your business and when you're launching. So that is why I want to talk to you a little bit about how this all happened and how I was able to do this, and now how I'm at almost have the entire mastermind sold out. So first of all, before we can talk about how I sold it out, we have to talk about the offer itself, because it's really important to understand how and why it sold out so quickly, and why I know by this Friday, March 29th, it will be sold out altogether. So Captivate, this offer is a mastermind, and it is the second mastermind that I currently have and will run. And each of them have very different bones and very different structure and very different intention behind them. That's the most important piece, is what is the intention behind what it is that you're selling. If your intention behind an offer, behind something that you're creating, is just to make money, just to add an additional revenue scene and get a new stream of cash flow into your business, I'm telling you right now, that's first of all going to start a disconnect right off the get-go. So this mastermind had a very strong intention behind it. Now, my current 3-month Next Level Social Mastermind, this is a 3-month long mastermind, and this is for a beginner to almost 6-figure income earner female entrepreneur. So this mastermind is for the women who are looking to grow and to expand and to scale online in a shorter period of time, 3 months, right? And they always have the option of re-signing without the commitment of something incredibly long-term, like a 12-month container. So this is my signature entry to mid-level mastermind. It has a portal of like 90-something trainings. We have weekly calls. There's a lot of hand-holding. There is a lot of me really inside at a shorter period of time, individual's business, okay? So that is the structure, and that is the intention of that mastermind, to help people, especially online coaches, network marketers, individuals that are new to the online world or really getting close to catapulting but aren't quite there yet. That's the Next Level Social Mastermind. Lots of talk around branding, social media, you know, creating email lists, setting up the structure of the behind the scenes of a business. Great, amazing program. I've been running it for 2 years. It's my signature program and I'm so proud of it. Whereas Captivate, this is my new, brand new 12-month mastermind. This is for the woman that is already a six-figure income earner and they want to now scale to multiple six figures and seven figures. This entrepreneur is slightly more advanced and is ready for the supportive mentorship long term with a group of women who are where they're at or quite frankly more ahead of them, okay? Even 5-10 steps ahead of them. And I've been feeling really called to create this space for quite some time now. I knew and I could sense that there was a disconnect in my current mastermind, the Next Level Social Mind. The level of entrepreneur was becoming too spaced out, okay? I can also sense this within some of my current members too. So that's really a really good sign when you look at your current offer suite and you look at who you're working with, that there might be some holes that you need to fill. And I could sense this in my world. The conversations were getting quite skewed. And like I said, I could sense it with some of my more high level entrepreneurs that were like launching apps and, you know, hitting 20K days and then there was some individuals where that they were, you know, creating freebies for the first time and really getting things up and running. And guess what? We love on all of them. And I'm here to support everyone at the level that they're at. That's the whole point of why I do what I do. But it's also my job as a leader. It's also my job as a trendsetter, a trailblazer in this industry, to make sure that I am creating environments and spaces and containers within my roster that support my clients, especially my ideal clients, especially the clients that have been with me for a long time, at where they're at. I've had some clients that have been with me for over 2 years. And so, of course, the point with somebody being with me for 2 years is that they're going to evolve. Yes, I'm evolving, but they're evolving too. And if I don't evolve further and create spaces that are at the level that meet them where they're at, that's when they're no longer going to see value. That's where they're probably going to have to move on. And so I could also sense this in myself. I was ready for a new level. I was ready for a new high proximity, long-term commitment in my world too with my clients. I've been talking very candidly and openly on the podcast for the last few months that I have been called for a new level and I've been entering and I could sense this new level, and with new levels come new devils, and I've been tested a lot lately, and we're going to dive into that in a second. But I could sense it in myself that I was ready for this type of entrepreneur to come into my world that I can support, because I have expanded and evolved so much over the last even 6 months. Everything in my business has leveled up. My marketing, my branding, my clients that are coming to me, my revenue, my team. I have a team now. So with that is, okay, I have to continue to, you know, push the needle forward, expand myself. And expansion is so huge. So this is the structure, and this is important to paint for you so you understand why this new mastermind sold out so quickly. I had two different spaces for two different women in business. And so this is why I created them. So I am available to meet the women in my world where they are at in their business and life, where they feel seen and heard, where they are supported at a level that they need and desire. It's genuinely a place, both of these places actually, is a place where expansion is welcome, where the highs are highs and the lows are lows, where, you know, leading with integrity and vulnerability is welcomed, and where new levels are the norm. And like I said, with every new level, there's a new devil. And trust me, this has been me for the last 3 months leading up to this launch. I genuinely have been tested left, right, and center. The universe, I know, has been seeing if I was ready to hold space for this new mastermind, for this new level in business, for this new level of entrepreneurship that I now need to embody and lead within. But I also know that this is always a good sign, because when you're growing and evolving, a lot of the time, it can feel really hard, and that's because it's making space for this new level of success in your business or in your life, whether that's people that are in your life, relationships, friendships, clients, customers, places, platforms, you name it. When we go and start to dive into new levels, we're going to need to let go of anything that's holding us back and drowning us. So keep that in mind if you right now are in a season of growth and expansion. But these are the conversations that we're having in these communities, in my masterminds, in my world. This is what it is like, because entrepreneurship is a freaking roller coaster. And if you are doing it alone, it's gonna feel hella isolating. You're gonna feel like a crazy person sometimes, like a hamster, running on a hamster wheel, not moving forward. But when you have a group of women that you feel safe and seen and heard around, and you have a mentor that is in your business in one way, shape, or form, that's when really massive shifts can start to take place. So that's why masterminds are such an important part of my offer suite, and why I will always have them, and why I was craving to create a new one. The Next Level Social Mastermind, my 3-month commitment mastermind, it is still alive and well. We still have a beautiful group of women in there, and we actually just enrolled 3 new this week. So if that mastermind, if you're listening to this right now, and that mastermind, the 3-month, you know, focus on social media branding, entry level beginner to mid female entrepreneur level of support, definitely I will leave a link in the show notes to apply to that. But Captivate was another new level mastermind that I also was feeling called to create. So how did I sell out 4 spots of this new 12-month mastermind before even launching? A big part of it is my purpose. My purpose and what I've been speaking to up until this point was rooted in supporting those already in my world. Supporting the ones that have been loyal to me, that have been committed to me, that have evolved with me from the beginning. And I wanted to offer them a new level of support that I could sense that they desired, not only within themselves, but within me. And so my intention was to support the people in my world at the level that they were at, not to make a whole bunch of cash flow. But by the way, we'll talk about this new structure and what this is going to do from a security and scalability aspect to my business. But genuinely, where I came from, my intention was just as another way to create impact into the women that are already in my world's businesses. I wanted a place that was custom to their goals and at the level that they wanted to go over in the next 12 months. And I got very, very clear on exactly who this mastermind is for and who it's not for. And I started talking about that and talking about the one that it was for all the time. I shifted all of my marketing and my messaging and my branding. I did a new high-level upscaled photo shoot and video shoot, and all of my messaging started to be tweaked to this one person, to the one person that's already in my world, or the handful of them anyways, but to the one person that I also wanted to call in. But the way that I showed up online and in my podcast and in my marketing and my messaging, it became more elevated. I started to step into new levels, and with that, my content became bolder. It became more unapologetic. It became more authentic, and it became more trustworthy to the one that I wanted to work with. And so that's why it's always so important to understand everything that you can possibly know about the one that you want to work with. Okay? And so when I was able to do that, I was able to talk to the one and promote this offer to the one in this mastermind in all of my marketing and messaging for her, directly to her, because the structure is created around them entirely. The calls, the content, the length of time, all of that was structured exactly for this person and for the people that were already in my world that I could sense desired this level of support. So intention, huge, huge, huge. And structure, huge, huge, huge. Those are 2 of the things that set the foundation for this launch and for me being able to sell out the first 4 spots. And then, of course, from there, the first 4 people that entered this knew that it was for them, because I made it for them, specifically for them. And of course, in full transparency, because I told them about it in advance. All of these women were already in my world in one way, shape, or form. I'm going to be fully honest and transparent with that, okay? I didn't just magically sell the mastermind to a whole bunch of new people from a couple reels at this level of commitment and at this level of investment and of this level of time, okay? These people were already in my world, either in my current mastermind or a private client of mine that where their retainer was just about to end, or somebody that's been in my world previously that I feel like I knew wanted to jump back in, and this would have been a perfect way for them. So I reached out to them and I let them know, hey, I'm working on this new 12-month commitment mastermind. I'm capping it at 10 people. This is the price point. It's essentially an all-access pass into my world. It's a no-brainer considering you almost buy all of my courses anyways. And this is going to be for a six-figure female entrepreneur that's wanting to work towards going to multiple six or seven. This is what we're going to be doing. This is where we're going to be expanding. This is the level that we're going into. Are you in? Yes or no? And all of these women were in. And this is testament to something that is so important to me, which is the power of the lifetime value of your customer and client retention. I talk about this on this podcast all the time. I talk about it with my current clients. Loving on those ones that are already invested in you. When you treat the ones that are in your world like gold, they will continue to repay you and stay in your world and give you gold over and over and over again. So instead of putting all your emphasis on attracting new people, new team members, more views, more likes, all of these vanity metrics, I want you to pause and say, how am I loving on the ones that are already bought in? How am I making their experience with me, with my programs, with my courses, whether that is a $20 ebook or $2,000 intensive program, whatever level it is, how are you ensuring that their experience is as shiny as you make it seem on the outside through your branding and your marketing as it is on the inside? What is that experience from start to finish like for them? And how are you ensuring that it's at the optimal peak of success for you and for them? Because when you do that, when you care, when you give an actual shit about the people that are in your world, I'm telling you, nothing builds more loyalty, nothing builds more customer and client retention, and the power and the lifetime value of that customer can change your business and change your life. And that is what has happened to me. I have a small but mighty following of 7,000. The people that are in my world, when they're in my world, they either stay or they come back time and time again. So yes, this is what happened with those first four spots. I pitched the people that I thought that this offer was perfect for, the people that I made this offer specifically for, because I knew it was perfect for them. I knew it was a no-brainer, and they were in, just like that. And of course, my business and my branding is solid. I talked about that in the beginning. And because I've been showing up, not just for them, but also everyone else for the last 3 years, every single day, the know, the like, the trust is there. All of that plays a part. And it's also because of that, that this mastermind, I know with everything in my bones, will sell out by Friday, March 29th. We have two spots left. And it's such an incredible program. And I'm so proud of it. So if you're listening to this episode right now and you're listening to what Captivate is all about, it's about captivation. It's about connection, conversions. That is what is at the forefront for results in this online space and in this group and in this community. We're going to have top-tier guests come in every month to train us on areas that will take your messaging and your content and lead generation, your clarity, your mindset, your sales to new levels. And it's your ability to be locked into my world for an entire year. If you know, you know. There's no gatekeeping around here. I'm giving it all to you. Your wins, your successes, they're truly mine. I want you winning. I want you making money. I want you creating connection and impact and captivating your dreamy ideal clients through magnetic content that stands out and that converts, okay? So if you're listening to this, this is your all-access pass into my sphere for a minimum of 12 months. Maybe you're going to kick it around longer. We'll see. Imagine what 12 months with the same member, the same group of community, the same energy of female entrepreneurs who are laser focused on your business, what that could do for you. It's all my programs, all my masterclasses. It's knowledge, skills, and implementation methods that have scaled my business to almost $1 million in 2 years. It's mindset, energy, embodiment to help you tap into the highest version of you as an entrepreneur. And more than anything, it's connection. It's community. A community of like-minded six-figure female entrepreneurs who are going to support you, encourage you, and hold you accountable to us, and hold you accountable, most importantly, to yourself. So I will leave all of the information in the show notes. Like I said, two spots left. We start April 4th, a year long with me. I would absolutely love to have you. And if you're creating something like this, create it for the person that you desire more than anything to work with. Get super clear on their wants, their needs, their desires, and structure it for them. I'm telling you right now, you might have four people sign up before even launching. All right, my loves, I'm going to keep this one short and sweet today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you found any value in today's episode, please take a screenshot and tag me at Ayla Sorachuk. I adore you. Thank you for being here. Have a wonderful freaking day, queen. And I hope to see you in Captivate. Bye, queen. Hey, love. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. It truly means the world to me to have your support. It is my mission to help as many female entrepreneurs and business owners as I possibly can. So if you found support or guidance in any way into today's episode, the best way you can show me your love in return is by simply screenshotting this episode and sharing it on social media with you and or your team. Or even better, you can always leave me a review on whichever platform you're tuning in from. I will be reading every single one. And don't forget, if you're looking for additional support, you can always reach me on Instagram at Ayla Frieda, that's AYLAFREDA, or you can learn more about me, my coaching services, or all my amazing freebies at www.aylasorachuk.com. That's AYLASOROCHUK.com. I can't wait to connect again next week. Bye, girl.